Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, Jonathan and Elizabeth Scherzer are BIMI missionaries to the country of Belize. They've been there for a good number of years now, and they tell us there's always a first time for everything to do in life. Well, in September of last year, their church building was broken into for the first time. But by God's grace, the thieves were scared off before they got to take the electronics. They only took a few fans. And the event resulted in a significant increase in security around the church building. And we've installed more burglar bars and internet and security cameras. And Victory Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, has already covered the cost of the fans and the security equipment. Thank God for His protection and provision. And then they mention also, our family celebrated 7 years in Belize this past October the 19th, and they celebrated that by getting some ice cream. And their youngest, Daniel, it was his first ice cream outing, but I'm sure it won't be his last. And the Scherzers have a house full of children, and it's a fine bunch. Well, back in that same month of October, they looked at a 6.35-acre lot on the outskirts of Melnopan City, which is where they're working. It has about 500 feet of road frontage on a major highway passing through Belize. It also has a home on the property, which would allow us to move onto the property before the church and school buildings are built. Well, Brother Jonathan says when he wrote this, the past 2.5 months have been a whirlwind. After viewing the property, we spent a week praying for wisdom and seeking counsel and taking the church leadership out to the property. Everything continued to be a green light. So on November the 18th, we made an offer. And after a week of negotiations with the owners, our offer was accepted. Then we started the busy process of transferring funds, paperwork, inspections, and more. And by God's amazing grace, we closed on the property on December the 17th, only 1 month later. For 7 years, we have prayed for God's leading on a permanent location for the ministry. At times, it was difficult to see the path ahead as we waited on God. Over the years, we looked at dozens of properties. Many doors were closed in the process. This property checks every box. There's plenty of space for a church building, and a school building, and staff housing, and ball fields, and any other needs that may arise. Only God could do a thing like this. It also has a house on the back of the property where our family will be able to live as we develop the location. It has 500 feet of road front on a major highway crossing east and west across our country. Again, it's only God. It's only a 4-minute drive from our current house and 10 minutes from the current church building. We sit back in awe as we look back over God's guiding hand to this point. There's so many little details of how God made all this possible. One of the greatest blessings is the finances that He provided. We were able to pay the entire $375,000 for the property up front. Only God could do that. We rejoice to see how God is clearly paving the way for His work to be accomplished there. The house has been abandoned for 4 years, so it needs some renovations before we can move into it. We are tiling and roofing and painting and putting up a fence. We hope to move into the house in early March, which is now. The church ministry continues to grow. In January, they started a Sunday school program, and 9 people from the church attended a Sunday school training at the beginning of the month. Thank the Lord for this family.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.